Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hollywood drama is at a next level, honey. Olivia Wilde is firing back at Jason Sudeikis. Plus, Denise Richards reveals the real reason why she divorced Charlie Sheen. And listen up, Michael B. Jordan. His ex, Lori Harvey, is revealing her red flags. Welcome back to the show, Adam Rippon. Hello, Adam. And welcome back, Heather Morris. Woo!
You look amazing.
You too.
It's a two-piece day.
I know.
I love this. You look coordinated.
I know.
Yes, we did.
I'm literally the same colors as the bathroom tiles here. That's not a joke.
We all look fabulous, and we all have a lot to talk about because I hope Michael B. Jordan is not waiting for a reunion with his ex. Lori Harvey is not about playing that game. Lori just revealed her red flags with Teyana Taylor, and it got people all fired up. Look at what she said on a new YouTube series. Love to see it.
I would say if you're too close to your exes, that's a red flag.
Cordial, cool.
Cordial, okay, you speak. I don't want y'all to have beef yet, okay? Because then that gets messy.
So how would you take it if it was genuine? Nah. You know, yeah, it's like...
It's not adding up for me.
It's not.
Yeah, then also, too, it's like, on the flip, how would you feel? Are you cool if I'm still cool with my exes?
And that's my thing. Don't dish what you can't take.
Exactly.
Okay, is being close with an ex a red flag?
Yeah.
It is?
I think this argument is so valid. Absolutely.
I think so. Isn't that weird? Okay, wait. How close?
Maybe y'all still celebrate each other's birthdays or,
celebrate? What does that mean?
I mean, but there's a difference between being an ex with an ex-boyfriend and an ex with a husband.
Oh, okay.
Right? That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know anything about that.
No.
So, you know.
I just look at it as that. Like, if it's an ex that's a boyfriend, I think for your future boyfriends, I think it's kind of a no-no. Like, that's personally how I would look at it.
But what if y'all ended up, like, y'all broke off amicably and y'all still friends? I mean, and y'all know this. First of all, just be grown. Like, if if you want to be friends, then be friends.
I'm not grown. Oh. So that's the problem.
There's insecurities
and I don't plan on growing. And I think that's also...
I just don't want to.
I think that's going to be my downfall.
Yeah,
well, I think it also depends on how the breakup happened and why you broke up. So if it was, like I said, if it was a nasty breakup, if it was cheating, I don't want to talk to you forever more, bitch. Bye.
Bitch, bye.
Know what I mean? You know, but if it was okay and maybe we just didn't see eye to eye or whatever,
then I'm good. And if there's kids involved, I think that's where there should be no red flags, obviously.
Okay, the question is, how would you feel if you were dating someone and they were close to their ex?
Exactly.
Oh, Adam,
I wouldn't
I'm
be
not
happy
gonna even
about
look
it.
At you.
I think we're on the same page. I would not be happy. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Like, could you imagine sitting down at a dinner table with your ex or with your significant other and their ex and being like, we're all friends. Let's have a drink together.
Yeah, especially if they were like, it was a close relationship for like a while and then all of a sudden you're just like best friends. I don't think
you're immature at all. I think this is valid.
No, I
am. I think that's what she's saying.
You know what kills me about this whole thing, though, is everybody is so surprised at Lori Harvey. And it's amazing to me how they want to judge this young woman because she says, look, if I'm dating you and then, you know, it happens that we don't get along, I move on to the next. And it's funny because it's so liberating, whereas she's saying, I don't just get with one guy and I'm gonna stay with him. If it's not working out, I move on. So a lot of people try to, you know, preface it with, oh, she's a hoe, she's a this, she's a that. No.
I think she's
this
grown.
This is what dating is supposed... Grown
she's
dating
grown.
Is this.
Yeah.
This is what you see.
You see a red flag, you don't like it, it doesn't feel good, you go find somebody that makes you feel better. You don't just sit there and say, well, let me just compromise for a little bit and, and we'll figure this out together. Let's have peace talk.
Well, because people couldn't believe because it was Michael B. Jordan that she would break up with him. It's like, honey, she the prize too.
Yeah.
And that's what I always tell women. Date. When we say date, it's like, if you're not feeling something, move on to the next. She knows her worth. When you know your worth, you go, yes, Michael B. Jordan, first of all, she's helping him out because maybe she's saying, hey.
Totally.
Find you somebody that's really going to make you happy because you're not making me happy. I'm not making you happy. Let's move on. She's not rushing into marriage. She knows who she is. I think that is such a great message for all people, men and women, when looking for partners.
Well, and you save each other a lot of grief. Right?
Oh,
by just, like, keeping something that bothers you and just prolonging. And if it's, like, you know, you're dating and it's not working out, it's just best to say that.
Exactly. And you know what I like about it? She's not being messy about it. She took down those pictures, and you ain't heard her say, you ain't heard her mention his name ever again. She's just talking about how she dates because everybody's so interested in it. Mm-hmm. Now, what's messy is this. Moving on.
Charlie Sheen and
Denise Richards. Denise says she felt guilty for years for splitting up her family when she left Charlie. Now she's telling the Divorce Not Dead podcast what finally made her call it quits.
I said to myself, would I want my daughters to be married to this man? No offense to him, but it's true. And I think he would take that. He would understand what I'm saying. And that's when I was like, well, why am I accepting this?
Should all people be asking themselves this question? Like, would my daughters marry this man? First of all, I ain't got daughters, but
me either.
Me either. We are the daughters here. Yeah, we're all the daughters.
We are. But you have children.
That's the first question I think you should ask yourself when you're going into the relationship. Like, would I feel comfortable having children with this person? Would they, if this was my daughter, could you imagine them marrying a human like this? And if it's a no, like, you gotta listen to that intuition. That's the first thing I ask myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just wouldn't, I don't know, I can't see how people can just be like, yeah, you know, let's just look past this for a while. And then all of a sudden those feelings boil up and it comes back. You know, those secret messages you're hiding, it comes back. Yes, I should have listened to that right away.
Definitely.
God, you know. Kids, really. Whew.
No, but kids are important. And if the kids weren't in this situation, do you think she would have stayed with him?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. I think he was at a certain point. Oh, they're so cute. I think they were at a certain point in their relationship where, you know, he's going through his own things. And when you're dealing with someone that's going through the things that he was, you know, allegedly going through, and we all kind of publicly saw it, you have to choose yourself. It goes back to that Lori Harvey thing. Am I going to choose myself? Am I going to try to help my partner? Yes, I'm going to try to help him as much as I can. But if he's not wanting help, or if he's, you know, you, at a certain point, you have to ask yourself, what am I doing? And am I going to choose myself first?
Right.
But listen, when you're a mom, you feel guilty about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I bet that ate at her for a while before she
finally
just did it.
Yeah, because she was pregnant. And when she announced that she was splitting from him.
That's so hard.
And so she said she didn't want to, you know, split up the family. Because, you know, in America, we have this, well, if this is your father, you got to stay with him.
Yeah.
You got to be with
him.
And, you know, and protect him and everything. But it's like, if he's not changing, what do you do?
Right.
You got to choose yourself.
She still feels guilty, you can tell.
Yeah.
But we're saying it's okay.
I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to be a parent because I saw my dog this morning and I looked at him and I said straight to his face, you have a thick neck.
Did he pee on you?
No, he loved it. And I just can't imagine trying to make choices for a child.
Adam, you would be a great dad. I promise.
promise you, I think children change you. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
I think they change you.
Day and
night. I don't even have
a different person in the morning.
They change me. Okay. They change you. I've had 25 of my friends have births. I've been to 25 of their births. And every one of them, that's why they call me.
Are you an RN?
I love that you tally this. There's like a 25. She has like a marker calendar.
I keep a whole record. I know the very first one, which is Naomi. She's now 25. And it's
because you're the auntie.
Years. Yeah, I'm Auntie Lonnie. Okay. And that's what I'm saying. And I'm like,
you've been at the births?
I've been at the birth.
Are you?
Some of them I've been in the room.
Are you a doula?
We didn't have a daddy show up.
She's a doula. Anyway. I just picture she has like a book and she like has photos and she's like, this is
Polaroids.
And she puts her pictures in her Polaroids.
So I know a little bit about parenting, but you know, the point is children change you. And I think children should come first, especially in a relationship.
Yes.
Then you have to ask yourself, what about me? And I applaud her for that because that's what she did. Mm-hmm. Well, here's another messy one. Olivia Wilde is finally speaking out about getting served by her ex, Jason Sudeikis. I hate this.
I hate it so much.
Back in April, Olivia was served custody paperwork in the middle of her giving a speech about her new movie. It was reported at the time that Jason did not know she would be served in such a public manner. But it looks like Olivia doesn't believe that because according to court docs obtained by Daily Mail, Olivia said, Jason's actions were clearly intended to threaten me and catch me off guard. He could have served me discreetly, but instead he chose to serve me in the most aggressive manner possible. Olivia also stated that Jason putting their public conflict on public display is extremely contrary to their children's best interests. Now, Jason responded in his own filing, according to Daily Mail, saying he insisted the papers be served at the airport or her hotel, not near their children. Now, in the same filing, he also apologized for the way it went down. Now, we reached out to Olivia and Jason, but have not heard back yet. What do you make of this mess?
Ugh. This is so messy.
Yeah.
So messy.
Awful.
What do you make of it?
I mean, I don't know. How did somebody just get on the stage to, like, hand her the papers? I don't understand how that...
Oh, we'll see. You don't understand about servers. When you got to get your job done, you get your job done. And it's a way to get it done.
It's like a government badge.
This is what's going on. This Harry Styles.
It's the Harry Styles of it all.
Like,
it's the Harry Styles.
Playing around.
Yeah.
You know, she was with Jason. She has two kids. They were engaged for 7 years. And then, you know, Olivia does this movie with Harry Styles.
Wait, hold
who wouldn't fall in love with Harry Styles? They're actually a couple. And this was a big shot, you know, reportedly to Jason. Now that they've broken up, she's with Harry. So there is some hurt there, I believe.
Yeah.
Of course, because you're embarrassed. You know, you've got two kids with this woman, and she leaves you for the hottest pop star on the planet.
Yeah.
It's like, so, you know.
That does sound bad when you put it like that.
Were they engaged? Wait, so they were engaged for 7 years?
Yes, yes.
That's the red flag above our all flags.
Yeah.
7 years?
Okay.
Like, what an he's so insecure.
I mean, he's
in that.
Let me tell you, I know Jason Sudeikis. He's a really nice guy. He's funny.
Absolutely.
You know, and but if something was happening in their relationship where if you didn't get married, but you kept having these two beautiful kids, and it's hard when, you know, you're dealing with, you know, your lover who ends up running off with the person that she directed in her new movie.
How dare you serve papers on stage? How dare you?
You really think he did it, or you think that maybe his people...
I mean, I believe in the good-heartedness of humans, so I believe that he wouldn't have done this on purpose. This is me.
I have to imagine that this was, like, a miscommunication or something, or, like, because if not, this is the most...
Savage.
Dramatic thing I've ever thought.
Now look at her
savage.
Opening
this
it.
Is so
I know.
Savage.
But you know what? She
I would
held
be in
it
tears.
Like a boss.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
nobody knew
like
what she was opening.
Yeah. Would nobody have known?
So yes.
But she held it together. She held it like a boss. You know, he has apologized. I'm going to go with because of the fact that me meeting him, I think this was his people that made this happen.
I do
don't think that he... I don't think that he would want to embarrass her. He's already been embarrassed enough.
Right.
So to do this, it was just some messiness. This is what happens when you let other people handle
sure.
the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, instead of let Auntie Lonnie, I would have waited and be like, girl, right. after she got off that girl,
I have
you
some
go.
Bad news.
Yeah, I got some bad news, girl.
I delivered your baby and I'm delivering these papers.
Yeah. But I hopefully they can get it together. They can settle this whole custody thing. Yeah. But it's hurtful. You know, yeah. love is hurtful, and this is what happens. And it comes sometimes it's embarrassing, and we gotta, you know, get it together as far as people. Yeah. You know, don't think about the kids.
Think about
That's
the kids.
What's most important.
I'm always thinking about the kids.
I'm
your
sure
dog,
you are. Your dog.
Yeah. My thick neck dog.
Coming up, the star who wants all the teenage girls to freeze their egg. Lord. Okay, plus, we hanging out with Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg, and Jamie's got a new collab we never saw coming. I was supposed to go to this, but I'm sleepy because Bubblehead's not here. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My man Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg slay vampires in their new wild movie, Day Shift. But things got even crazier when the cameras weren't rolling. They told Franny all about it last night at the premiere.
Mr. Jamie Foxx, you know it's Jamie Foxx and Francesca, baby.
There it is, Jane Chesca. That's how we doing.
You know what? I'm mowing down the vamps with my best friend, Bud.
Hey, I know
what you do. I know how you get down. Listen, I want to know, how did you prepare for a movie like this? Because I thought you were going to come out with your bazooka gun, and you were slaying them vampires.
Man, you know what? It was amazing. All of those stunts are practical. Myself, Dave Franco does that, and Snoop doing stunts was amazing.
Seeing him be a cowboy, I did not expect that. One of my favorite lines was cutting necks and cashing checks.
Vampire hunting is a business. Cut necks and cash your checks.
I think that's so dope in the fact that we made this practical, the backdrop of vampire hunting, but at the same time, trying to raise money for my daughter and everything like that. So really, really cool.
There was a time in the movie where I believe it was Seth. He wanted a selfie with the Nazarene the brothers. Is there one celebrity that you are still dying to get that celebrity selfie with?
Yeah, man. I need that Denzel selfie.
Ooh.
Yeah, because it's a long time I've been tracking Denzel since I wasn't even on. But one of these days, I'm going to get you, D. All right. Okay. All right, boom.
I can't wait. And Denzel watches Daily Pop, so it's definitely going to happen.
Come on, Denzel.
Give me some of the behind the scenes, the wildest things that happened while y'all were shooting.
The biggest thing was the music. We did a song called Mowing Down Vamps with my best friend, Bud, and we had that playing every day, and people were just having a great time with it.
Every day was wild, from the working out to the being on set, to me and Jamie having to practice together, to learning our lines, to action sequence scenes, and just... He's always exciting. When he's on set, he don't just come on set. He come on set with a big-ass boom box. He's playing music loud. He's very disruptive, but he's energetic, and he's fun, and he makes everybody happy. And I'm the same way, so it's like you got two guys that are full of joy that make the set real easy and make it wild all the time.
You're late again.
To have Jamie Foxx as my husband in a movie, how much fun was it? I could just imagine the jokes.
Oh, my gosh. Not just the jokes, like the constant singing, the constant dancing, the constant... Tracks come into set, and he's like, I just did this in the studio last night. What do y'all think? And then we're like just singing to it, adding to it, him actually making it into real songs. It just was like a really, really great experience.
You know what I see when I see a vamp? Big old dollar sign. Money.
Say you were a vampire,
yeah.
And there's one thing that a hunter could cut off of you or grab from you, and it could be worth so much. What would it be, Jamie?
Ooh. It would be my brain. Yes, because inside here is so many great things happening. Trust me. Go get the brain.
How'd you get Cameron Diaz to come out of retirement?
It's all on Cameron's time, man. And we just begged and pleased on my knees, like, just give the people one more game. You know what I'm saying? One more game, because we love her. We've been waiting on her. And this is just going to be fantastic.
Jamie Foxx is a damn good time. I tell y'all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In his movies. And Snoop. I'm going to tell y'all. I did a movie with Snoop. You would think, because he's a rapper, he would be late, he would be... When I tell you the most professional, on time, newest line, because he only had a limited amount, he only had 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We were doing like 4-8 weeks. He only had 2 weeks. He had his stuff together.
Okay. That's why he's so professional, and that's why he's so successful.
Totally.
Because he's like that.
Mm-hmm. And Keith's work, and you know what, Franny? Denzel ain't watching Daily Pop, I don't think. But yeah. We're
sorry to break it to you this way.
You know what?
Denzel's just on his bed with his computer. And he's like,
if you are watching Denzel, call me. Okay. Dave Schiff starts streaming on Netflix tomorrow, okay? Now, Mindy Kaling is getting personal about her life as a mom. She tells Marie Claire Out Now that the choice to have a child by herself was the best part of her life and has some bold advice for all women. Mindy said, quote, I wish every 19-year-old girl would come home from college and that the gift, instead of buying them jewelry or vacation or whatever, is that their parents would take them to freeze their eggs. They could go do that once and have all the eggs for them, for their futures, to focus in their 20s and 30s on their career and, yes, love. But, you know... Okay, so basically that's it. It's a lot of words.
That's a lot of emotion.
It's Thursday, it's like, y'all. Really?
It's a journal.
We She's get it. Journal. We yeah. get it. We get it, Rebecca. She wants y'all to freeze y'all eggs, okay? So what do you think about this? You being a mother, what do you think about
this? Okay, first of all, she is a comedy writer. This whole segment that she wrote, it felt like it was exaggerated. 19 years old, like, my body, my choice. We're not talking about freezing your eggs at 19. I was the most free-spirited 19-year-old. I was, like, traveling the world. No, I think realistically, it's like a 25-year-old is going to freeze their eggs. Mm-hmm. And yes, you guys, I'm sure, both have the same, like, group of friends who are starting to have children later in life, mm-hmm. and they're struggling with it, and you don't think about it until it's too late. So this is a very valid argument. But yeah. it's exaggerated just, like, a little bit.
Yeah. Are you freezing your eggs at?
Are you freezing your sperm?
I keep looking for the eggs, actually. And I can't find them anywhere.
Where are the eggs?
And it's... actually not fair. I wish I was 19 again.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy I didn't freeze anything. We have to be careful, but I believe, about saying freezing it, especially with what is going on with reproductive systems in this country.
Yes.
Because it could get into murky waters.
Because you're getting into Handmaid's Tale real fast.
Right. Because Mindy says that this helps you, in her words, she said it helps you focus on your career. But every woman doesn't necessarily want to have children.
Yeah.
You just sat up here and freeze your eggs. It's like, I think at a certain point in your 20s, you can kind of decide, live your life, and say, hey, do I want to do this? I believe 19 is too young.
Yeah,
I agree with
young.
You. And I think, like, in your 20s, you can kind of decide if you think that motherhood would be good for you or not. And you know what? We still have modern medicine. We still have ways for women that are older to have, you know, children. So let's not just
surrogacy, adoption. Yeah. This came from a place of frustration from her on her end having to, you know, deal with hormones and stuff like that at an older age. And I think it just came from that.
Yeah. I think the sentiment is right, is that she was able to... But, you know, that was also her own focus of, like, she wanted to be able to focus on her own career.
Yeah. Right. And that's what I did. I focused on it, and I realized I don't want no damn kids. So,
I have the same focus as you do.
I'm
laser focused. Yeah.
I love it. Coming up, Kiki Palmer goes off, y'all. Wait till you hear who she's calling out now. Plus, Lala's mom undergoes a massive transformation. You got to see it. They invited us along. Ooh, we got all the tea.
I can't wait.
Ooh, you cannot wait. She changed her whole face. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Palmer has had enough. She has a message for all the plastic surgeons out there, and y'all better listen up. Listen to Kiki.
Plastic surgeons are amazing, okay? They can give you a boob job above the muscle, under the muscle, liposuction, tummy tuck, BBL. They can even implant muscles. I mean, the list goes on, but they cannot figure out how to clear up somebody's skin? Are you kidding me? All of these years and all of these inventions, you can't figure out how to take the beautiful skin from my ass and put it on my face? I'm tired of it. I'm done with it. People with out here with adult acne are struggling, and you ain't figured out that cure? I'm done.
Yes. Thank you for saying what I've always wanted to say.
That's why we love Kiki.
I love Kiki.
While plastic surgeons are taking, trying to figure out all of that for Kiki, Lala's mom, Carmen, stuck with what they're known for, plastic surgery. She underwent a knife and got a major glow up with a full face. I didn't have coffee today. A full face and neck lift. And Lala was all about, all on the side with her. We were invited long for the exclusive.
She's singing. She's going deeper.
Reveal.
She's going deeper.
Can I get some coffee, Tom? Okay. Let me do this right. Okay.
Hey, Daily Pop, it's Lala. I'm here in Beverly Hills supporting my mom as she gets a little bit of surgery. She's going to be more beautiful than she already is. I'm nervous. I think I'm more nervous than she is. So let's check it out.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Yeah, so come on in.
This feels serious, okay.
How you feel, Mom? Are you nervous?
I know that I'm in good hands. You got gifted hands, but I'm excited and nervous at the same time. But I know it'll be okay.
I think I'm getting more excited now and less nervous.
So with Mama Carmen here,
okay,
we're gonna go through the face. We're gonna start with the lip. We're gonna perform a Cupid lift. Cupid lift. It's a little type of lip lift where we bring everything back up to where it used to be. For the eyes, we're gonna do a combined endoscopic, three-dimensional, what do you call it, a hybrid brow lift, along with an upper bleb. And then we do the aura lift. So that's the third thing where we lift the entire face and neck together. All right, so let's get to the fun part where I get a draw over your face.
Okay.
So first part's done. She's doing perfectly. She's the perfect patient.
Her lips are great.
So you can see a real proper lift actually lifts off your chest. She's gonna love it because this area is gonna be more radiant and glowing now. So all my patients, they become more confident wearing open-chested shirts.
Ta-da!
Pretty good.
Final product.
Everything's healing perfectly, and we haven't even lasered you, and you can't even see that. Look at that.
Oh, wow, you can't see anything.
You can't see anything.
And my downtime was so easy.
I was looking at your old photos.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is that?
You see those little glands popping out over there?
Wow. Look, I got a jawline now. I never had a jawline before.
Wait, no way.
I have one now.
No, Doc. This is insane. That is crazy.
Yeah. I feel great, and I just want to say thank you for your gifted, talented hand. I'm eternally grateful to you forever.
First of all, she looked great before, but let's look. Can I look again at some of those photos? Because she, I mean, look at that.
It's so natural.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's beautiful. I mean, she just looks so fresh. She looked totally beautiful before.
Oh my goodness. I got it. Oh,
she was.
We got to shout out Dr. Ben Talley from the Beverly Hills Center. Ooh, working this magic on Lala's.
I'm waiting until I'm 40. I was just talking
look,
about this.
If I did that, Adam, look. Oh, I would look.
Incredible.
Oh, Lonnie, Dr. Ben, no, I want to make an appointment.
No.
Yeah.
What? You don't need it.
You don't need it yet.
Oh, no.
No, but we'll go together.
I'm starting to get...
No, I need actually the cameras to go into standard definition again and not HD. Because I have... My smile lines are like...
It's blurring.
When I... Thank you. I would appreciate... I would like it that
no,
way.
No, I want it.
I would actually... actually appreciate it that way.
I wonder, I was going to ask you about, do you think because you were on ice so much in your life that it, like, you know, ice on your face makes...
Oh, it numbed your face?
Yeah, I wonder if it, like, made you younger, because I think it did.
Not young enough.
No.
It didn't make me young enough.
You look beautiful, though. He got a vampire facial.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did the skin
thing. He looks totally different from last week. Mm-hmm. We need to show last week.
I looked horrible last week.
You always look good, but you look even better now. Up next, Drake's got daddy issues and why he's calling out his pops. And are you ready for a detox from your phone? Nope.
Mm-mm. Uh-uh.
We'll be right back. Where is the coffee, Thomas?
Carrie's bringing it.
I gotta go get
She's
some.
She's got her lip gloss.
Damn it! And today's What You Do It. Drake's dad isn't showing any fake love. Take a look at the portrait of Drake he got tattooed on his arm. Now, this is the tattoo. Ooh. And the tat actually happened years ago, but Drake let us know he still is not feeling that tattoo. Drake hit up Instagram and said, "Why you do me like this? We family." You know why? Because you,
I
Drake, you my son. I want everybody to know that. And you make a lot of money. I would put Drake, if he was my baby, all on my body. I put all kind of faces. Yeah. All over.
I would draw it for you.
Thank you.
I would tattoo it on you.
Because we would be going up. We get yachts and boats. And Drake was my... Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You should still get it.
Well, how would you do if your kids got a tattoo of you?
I was just thinking about that.
Really?
Well, I would get a tattoo of my children for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, look at this. Look at how pretty you look. And they'd be like, Mom, stop. I honestly think Drake is just joking around with his dad, personally. He probably thinks it's great deep down.
Yeah. I mean, that's a young Drake, too. That was when he was young, so, you know,
yeah.
He'll always have that.
That was after he got that same procedure that Lala's mom got.
Okay. Now, it might be time for a dopamine detox. This is when you take a break from pleasurable habits and replace them with less compulsive habits. Yes, Thomas. You know, for example,
you need a
social
break.
Media, all that consumption gratification from our phones is giving us bursts of dopamine. That's what they say. And experts say it's preventing us from enjoying quiet moments in our life. I get dopamine by drinking this coffee. But would you, can you take a detox?
I need it right now. The detox. Mine's from cold brew, honestly. I drink so much cold brew and I think about it so much. I'm like, I just need to stop doing this because I just can't stop. And you're like, oh my God, it's a drug.
Let's do it starting tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll do it starting tomorrow.
How are you going to survive, though?
I don't know. You see, I can't even read the damn prompter without...
She can't read without coffee. She can't read. Not,
but Bubblehead's supposed to be back tomorrow.
Sure.
So then I...
Allegedly.
Allegedly, y'all. He's supposed to be back tomorrow. What about you? A detox?
No.
Really?
I'm gonna keep staying on my phone until I literally rot. I know it.
But you're a guy. I feel like guys just don't think about that stuff.
About detoxing?
Or care.
No,
like,
I mean, I love being on my phone. I love dopamine, though.
You know what?
I am exactly what the study is talking about, addicted.
But I use my phone for so much. It's
me
for
too.
My business. It's, you know,
yes.
It's not just me just, you know, being pleasurable about it and I don't have to post pictures. I mean, I use it. I'm so glad they came up with the phone because I use it to promote myself. I use it to promote shows. I use it to promote people. I find a way. So I don't know why people always, you know, trying to blame it on the phone. It's you. It's not the phone, it's you, okay?
You just gotta recognize your boundaries.
Like, exactly.
Have I been looking at this just to look at it? Yes.
And even
then
my
I should throw it across the room.
But my phone tried to read me. The phone would give me my screen time. I'm like, nobody asked you for the screen
exactly.
time.
Exactly. You're not a doctor.
Exactly.
Or are you?
Or
Maybe.
Are you?
I'm an engineer,
you?
Not a doctor, okay? Still ahead. It's the number one show on streaming. Everything you need to know about the summer I turned pretty. That was in 1972. Okay, one of the stars is joining us. Come on, Minnie, we ready for you. It's the show that got everyone fighting this summer. Are you Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah? To help us resolve that issue, the gorgeous Minnie Mills from The Summer I Turned Pretty. Welcome to the show. Look, she's so nervous. It's her first interview. You look gorgeous, honey.
Thank you for having me.
But we gotta ask you, whose side are you on?
I will say this till the day I die. I am Team Cam.
Oh!
He treated her right.
That's right.
Yeah.
He treated her right. All this, like, brothers and drama and He was so good to her. See? He's a good boy.
No, you know your worth, Minnie. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's what we've been saying.
And so this is your first interview, right?
First interview.
I mean, of many. You're going to do so many. Yes. And you're, honestly, you're killing it so far. And the show's blown up this summer. Obviously, I feel like your life has had to have changed a bunch.
It's absolutely crazy. And I mean, I'm so grateful for how positive everything has been. I mean, the fans have been so kind and like everything has been really positive. It's been absolutely crazy. I feel like we were such a family on set. Mm-hmm. You know, even the cast and the crew, like it just felt like, you know, a little project you're doing with your best friend.
Right, right.
And then it's like, oh, the world's watching it. Like people are seeing me.
Well, I see that you put a lot of pictures on your Instagram. I love it. It's just, you know, this is like young Hollywood. She's so young and fresh, you know?
What is it like to be young and famous? Because we're just famous. We're not young.
And I don't know if I call myself famous.
And we're old. Old and cranky.
I'm definitely a grandma. There are so many pictures of me sleeping on set. Sean has an entire album in his phone of me just knocked out.
Oh, my goodness. Who is the biggest prankster on set?
Ooh, the boys all loved their pranks. Sean and Chris and David. I think all three of them loved their little pranks together. Uh-huh.
Do you get to pull any pranks on anybody else?
We did. Well, the thing is, once you get a prank pulled on you, you get to join it when they do other people.
Okay.
So they did it to me first, and then I get to join when they do it to Lola. And so there was one they loved doing. He had like this speaker. Chris had a speaker. Uh-huh. And he would like throw it into people's trailers, blast like random songs like Spanish Flea or something, and then like pull the door closed to your trailer. So you're like trying to figure out, music's blasting. You're like, where is this coming from? How do I turn it off?
Oh my
god.
But goodness.
Yeah, that was the signature.
You know, when you do something, like a show like this, you don't know if it's going to be a hit or not. And it turned out to be a surprise hit of the summer. How does that feel?
I mean, it feels amazing. I think I was so nervous going into this. This is my first acting role. And you know, I was like, you never know what it's like. You hear so much about it, this industry, but I got to go and I met some of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And we just had like a beautiful, amazing summer and just like got to do what we love with like the people we love. And I just like got to go to set every day and do what I love with the people I love,
love
on this planet. And I feel so grateful. And I think that energy though, like we all had so much fun and that we have so much love for each other and our characters and this story. And I think that reflected across the screen. And I hope, you know, people, I think maybe that's why like caught on. I hope like people got some of that energy.
They feel that.
Yeah.
They definitely do.
They do. And Taylor Swift actually debuted her song, This Love. Mm. I mean, are you a big Swiftie? I am.
You know, I had not listened to much Taylor Swift before the show. And then when I got the show and like I was reading the scripts, there's a lot of Taylor Swift in there. Mm-hmm. I became a big Swiftie. I'm like in
you
my Taylor Swift.
Swiftie.
I'm in my Taylor Swift era now. Yeah. I've been listening to albums. I'm learning so much. I'm like, wow, a whole new world. Mm-hmm. But no, it was crazy. I think they didn't tell any of us that she was debuting that song mm-hmm. with the show. So like we didn't get normally we get like the trailers ahead of time and we'll like know when they're posting. We didn't know anything. And then I remember Lola texted me. She was like, Taylor Swift just posted on Instagram.
I mean, that's like, not unreal.
What?
Yeah.
What, Taylor Swift posted our show and now it like called her. And we were just like,
what? Well, on top of all of this, you're also studying in Columbia, at Columbia University for neuroscience. Girl! How you gonna choose between acting and neuroscience? And I love women in STEM because I'm one. So mm-hmm. How is that?
I mean, I just feel so grateful. I always felt like I had to choose. And you know, I've always wanted to be an actor, but I felt like it was so out of reach. And being able to like be in a program and being at a school that's so like just allowing me to pursue my dream full time and also pursue my education, it's like there's really nothing that holding you back from like doing all that you want to do except for like people, just like voices in your head.
Totally.
And like people outside. Like if you love something, just like try your best to make it work. And I really love what I study and I love what I do. And I'm just really grateful to be able to pursue both.
Well, you know what? We are honored to be your first interview and you did just fabulous, Minnie.
Yeah, you're amazing.
We can't wait to see more work from you.
Thank you so much for being my first interview.
Yes, come on, we broke the cherry. Okay, thank you, Minnie. The Summer I Turned Pretty is streaming now on Prime Video. Coming up, we're backstage with Leah Remedy and JoJo Siwa after the history-making So You Think You Can Dance finale. Don't go go away. This is so good. You were so good. We got to take pictures. Okay, come on. So cute. So You Think You Can Dance has crowned a new champion. Woo! And we were backstage to celebrate with JoJo Siwa and Leah Remedy, who told us how they just made history.
And the title of America's favorite dancer is Alexis.
I'm very happy that Alexis won because, you know, a ballroom female has not won the show. Either one could have won, but I'm glad a ballroom dancer did win. I mean, I think a ballroom should be a category in the Olympics.
I'm so shocked right now. Like, it hasn't fully sunk in yet. I can't even believe that I'm the winner of So You Think You Can Dance. Like, that sentence does not feel real.
Alexis, I told you your very first dance was the best dance I've ever seen. This takes first place as favorite ballroom dance I've ever seen.
When I was about to get like results every week, I was so stressed. I remember I would just look at JoJo and be like she for some reason brought like a sense of like comfort. Yes. Comfort. And like, I mean,
I care.
Who could not love her? She is the sweetest.
Alexis and Keaton, a true battle. And honestly, I saw it from the jump, but I gotta say, like, I'm so proud of my guy, Keaton. Keaton, welcome to the Runner-Up Club.
Not even down on myself. I'm completely happy with how everything went tonight. I gave it my all, and I know Alexis did as well. She completely deserves it.
Alexis, that backflippy thing with the forward thingy-majig, what the?
We call it the caterpillar.
That's what I meant to say. Yes.
I grew up with Leah in my household. You need a good time, just go hang out with Leah. And Twitch is a dance god. And so to be able to sit next to him every week and just hear his advice that he gives to the kids and then take it for myself, it's really cool. And it's a really like, whoa. This is legit, and I'm on the panel with these two.
Yeah, I feel like I always approach the critiques and everything with a place of compassion and empathy, you know what I mean? Because we knew what it was to stand on that stage and give everything you have. God definitely goes to her for, honestly, advice.
I'm happy that he leans on me whenever he needs me, but that's what my job is here, is always support him. He's doing an incredible job.
Now, Heather, you have a connection with So You Think You Can Dance. You do Dish?
A Dish? I am a little shady because my assistant, Connor Kelly, he's my dance assistant. I teach dance. And he was in the top 40, and he didn't make it on the show. And he is my favorite dancer in the whole world, and okay. He deserves to be on that show. And I'm just a little salt. There's a little salt sprinkled on So You Think You Can Dance.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
Yes.
But I also, you say you teach dance. So,
I teach.
You know, you are actually, did you work with Beyonce?
Girl, I did work with Beyonce.
Okay.
I was her backup dancer. I was the iconic white girl in the back doing the single ladies.
See,
dance.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get it out. So since you teach dance, can you teach me and Adam something?
Oh, sure. I feel like we're having a disco moment right now.
Oh, yes.
We're very 70s right now. We're very 70s. So we're going to turn around and we're going to do the Travolta thing. So we're going to face away from the camera.
Okay.
And then we're going to turn around.
Ass shot.
We're going to turn around on one. We're going to go one, two. You got your big disco moment. Then we're going to go point to the sky right, point to the sky left. Point to the sky right,
hey!
To the left. And then we're gonna roll it. We're gonna roll our arms around. Yes. Are we ready?
Okay.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
Okay.
5, 6, turn around. Here we go, turn around. And we point. We go point, 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 point. Now
we're going
roll
to break.
It.
We'll be right back. More Daily Pop. Momoa is calling one of his films a big pile of ish. He admits that while working on this movie was one of the best experiences, he was disappointed in the end result. He tells British GQ, I've been a part of a lot of things that really sucked and movies where it's out of your hands. Conan the Barbarian was one of them. Oh, he just told it all. Is there, you know, a project that you've ever, like, thought it was going to turn one way and it just sucked?
I'm curious about you, yeah.
Lonnie, here's the thing. I thought I was gonna hit it big.
Uh-huh.
I thought everything, the stars are aligning. I was going to be the face of Quibi.
Oh!
Not Quibi, I love this.
Yeah. So I thought, oh my God, it's finally my time.
It's happening.
Uh-huh. It's happening.
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I made lemonade out of lemons. And so when obviously Quibi like went away,
uh-huh.
I asked them like, what were they gonna do with the set? So they were like, we're gonna throw it out, you idiot. So I asked them, can I have it? So I took the whole set and I hung it all in my garage. So my garage does look amazing.
That's what happens. You make lemonade out of lemons. I love that. Thank you for being here today. Thank you, Heather, for being here with us today. Woo. Set that DVR for tomorrow. Millie Bobby Brown is going to come, and we have to get to something.
Millie Bobby?
Millie Bobby. Something like that. Check out Nightly Pop tonight with me and Heather and I don't know.
You need a coffee drip.
I need Bubblehead back. Bye. Have a good day, everybody.